This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Latte. Friday latte.
Hi, Ben.
Your weekend has just begun, Frank.
Apparently so.
How does it feel for you?
Well, it's going away. It's going away. It's coming along smoothly.
Very smoothly by the looks of it.
How are you?
I am excellent.
Didn't this week fly by?
Oh, because we had a hump part.
Yes, it was like the weekend in
we
the middle.
We had hump relief.
I always love a bit of hump relief.
We do. We love it in the middle.
Did you do anything on your hump day?
I cooked.
You cooked?
I cooked a Mediterranean fantasy.
Well, we'll talk more about it later, I think.
I did. I fed the masses.
Good on you.
She's been to our shores.
I love Australia!
And it seems things never stop for the Big O.
Oprah finally reveals her shocking family secret.
Just before Thanksgiving, I was given some news that literally shook me to my core. You have a sister.
Oh! That's a big life-changing secret? We would have preferred something a bit more saucy.
Would you please tell me? I'm lesbian.
Even Hugh Jackman wanted it to happen.
Yeast extract. No.
The Two Fat Lattes, whose big secret is a bit of a letdown too.
You know I can't operate dry.
What?
Joy 94.9.
Kinda lesbian.
A little bit.
Oh, you've outdone yourself, producer Paul.
Round of applause. Yes.
Were you shocked by her big secret?
No, I thought the big secret was that she could walk upright.
I actually thought she secreted a half-sister.
She secreted?
She secreted once. You know?
Yeah.
She thought about it a long time.
But didn't
and she got
she
one.
She has other siblings, though.
I don't know. But her mum seems to have given away a lot of them.
What a trollop. How did that happen?
I don't know.
No one noticed the mum was pregnant.
Apparently her mum had this child.
She had a moo-moo.
I don't know the full story, but
oh, we shouldn't,
it's a half-sister.
We shouldn't be laughing.
What was her name? Do you know her name?
Matilda.
Matilda?
Patricia.
Patricia. Patricia.
Patsy.
And she tried to contact Oprah for 3 years, apparently.
Yeah, have you ever tried calling her?
Oprah.
She never returns our calls.
She never picks up.
She never picks up.
She's like a gay
She's
guy.
She's like me. I never pick up either.
Apparently, and I saw this tonight on the news as well.
Yes.
There's a gorilla, and you saw his photo. It's quite a handsome-looking gorilla.
Oh, yes. Has he got boots for that fur coat?
He gets up on his hind legs.
Yes.
And he stands straight. Apparently, like, gorillas have difficulty doing that and staying like that for a while. But apparently he does stay and walks for quite a bit of time.
Does he go shopping? If that's not from Melbourne Zoo.
No, I don't know, actually.
What's the Melbourne Zoo?
No, in Kent, in England.
Oh, Kent.
A silverback named Ambam.
I love silverbacks. What's the one from Melbourne called?
Missouri. Isn't it called Missouri?
Yes. Who would call a gorilla Missouri?
What's the way you say it, Benny? I don't think it's misery.
You say misery, I say misery. Oh, that's terrible.
Does she say, you dirty bird?
I loved Kathy
Bates.
Someone's let off of a glitter bomb.
Have they?
I think so.
Where's it gone off?
In the beigest of beige places.
Where would that be? Your bedroom?
Actually, the beigest of beige places right now is Swanston
he
Street.
He missed that one. Don't worry.
I think the beigest of beige places is Swanston
yes,
Street.
Yes, isn't
have
it
you
beige?
Have you been down that street on a summer day?
Mm.
I was there on Sunday. I gagged.
For more?
You can't walk down Swanston Street.
Yes, why? Tell me why.
Because those dirty carriages and horses. I don't know if it's the horse.
It's a very strong wee smell.
I don't know if it's the horse. It may be Bogan's. Do you think it might be Saturday driver? Night. No, I think...
Particularly in that corner?
Well, unless the horses have been to the ANZ Bank. Because, you know, like...
To the ATM.
It's just the reek of dry urine is just foul. I think we need...
Did this only come to your attention recently?
It's really feral. Well, no, because, you know, it's been raining for like 9 months.
Doesn't that wash it away?
Nothing can wash that away. It is so disgusting. I think the rainbows, I think we need to call the rainbows to arms.
Oh, to arms.
Shall we officially do the...
Well, you do the call. I can't do it.
What we need is all the rainbows in their handbag to carry a couple of either the blue pallets or the urinal cakes.
Oh.
And distribute. We might have to do some Two Fat Lattes mini urinal cakes. And we just hand them out to all anyone with
2FL on it.
Anyone with a pink license. And then you just drop it in the gutters of Melbourne City and we just get rid of the urine smell.
You reckon that'll do it?
Oh well, the Beige are in charge at the moment and look what they've done with the city. It smells like piss. We can't trust them. They just let horses ride nearly willy nilly.
What was that? They ride nearly willy nilly.
They can't be trusted.
Well, it's true. They can't be trusted. I think 2FL wee cakes might be good.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only good place for a horse these days is a Sicilian barbecue. But seriously, is there a need? For the carriage?
For the carriage?
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know. I never see anyone on it.
Oh, I do. I see plenty of people on it.
Do
see,
you?
Well, they're just beige. Like, do we need to...
Well, there's obviously a need.
Do we need to entertain the beige with that kind of equipment? Well,
it keeps them out of harm's way.
Oh, yes.
They do need entertainment.
You're right, I suppose.
We need to distract them while we do proper things.
Could we just make them unconscious? That would be lovely. Talking of rancid, what's your next story?
The producer Paul handed me a story.
Yes.
And apparently it's about a Brodie boy made good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, a bit like Eddie Maguire.
Oh, is it?
But he doesn't.
Is it an Eddie Maguire story?
Well, it's kind of like, because Eddie Maguire's from Brodie.
Yes.
But he doesn't go on a catwalk and dress up as a chick.
Oh, male model. What's his name? Andre?
Andre Pečić.
Yep.
He apparently has blurred fashion lines.
Wow.
He's put on a headdress and a skirt.
He's put on a wedding dress.
Is that a wedding dress?
Yes.
That looks like Carmen Miranda.
It's a Jean-Paul Gaultier haute couture dress.
There you go.
It's a wedding dress.
Well, he's whacked that on and he looks like a chick.
He can whack it off now.
And apparently he's like the bee's knees of male models.
Well, he's not a male. Well, yes, in a woman's dress.
In a woman's dress.
That's right.
Because everyone's talking about...
But who are we? We blur the lines too,
do
Frank.
We?
We blur the lines of good taste, fashion. Well, we've got some messages.
I'll read them out.
Let me see. Craig in London says hello. Now, Craig in London says that he's an addict. He's a Two Fat Lattes addict. So we might have to administer...
What does that entail?
Saturday through to Thursday night, he's shivering in... In his
he has
lounge.
The DTs.
He's got the DTs.
Oh, my God.
He goes cold turkey for a whole
wow.
week.
Wow. He could just listen to the podcast.
Then he wakes up on a, is it a Friday morning over there in London? Yes, Friday morning. And with a hot crumpet and a big cup of tea, he listens to his Two Fat
And he
latte.
Tunes in.
He tunes in and we get him started. We're like an oat bran biscuit. We get his insides moving.
We make his morning movement.
We do. We're like a bit of, we're like a glitter laxative.
Bit of fibre.
Yes. It's messages.
Yes, messages. Thank you, Benny.
Can you do a countdown when we go back on air?
I know, you said this to me last week.
Where I've normally...
How long have we been doing this show?
Normally in broadcasting, Frank.
Tell me about broadcasting.
I get a countdown.
Oh, look at her, the diva.
Yes.
She gets a countdown. And then she goes on air.
I have to get into.
Do you need to evoke some spirit?
I need to evoke the latte spirit.
I like the fact that it's unpolished. Don't you?
I like that it's uncut. I'm a huge fan of uncut.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I could do either.
I like polished.
You like polished.
I love a good
polish. I love your work.
I love.
He wants a countdown. Producer Paul, remember this for next time. She needs a countdown.
I also like a white sofa. There's white poofs out there.
There's
white leather poofs. But I do like a three sit a seater city.
Oh, well, that's not there.
No, I know.
We'll need to get one in for
with a
you.
Large bowl of cheesels. Oh dear. We had a message during the week. I've got to read it to you because it was so cute. Kenny wrote in, and he said that he woke up this morning because he was in a bit of a daze, and he thought that the two fat lattes were on radio.
Was he listening to us in his dream?
He was dreaming. And he said...
Of our gorgeous voices.
He was having a dream, and in the dream, the radio was on.
Scary.
And the two fat lattes are on. And guess what he was doing in his dream?
What was he doing?
He was laughing.
Oh, that's cute.
And I said, honey. I wrote back to him. I said, look, that is so sweet. Get yourself to emergency straight away.
You need pronto soccorso.
You need some tabbies, doll.
Wow.
He needs a few tablets.
I think he may have had a couple.
I've never had it. Have you ever had a dream about us?
Have I had a dream about us?
I've never been in anyone's dream. Oh, yeah, I have been.
You've been in dreams, but no, I wasn't laughing.
No, I don't know if I have been in people's dreams. Not like that. Not like featuring special guest star.
Not like Heather Locklear.
I've never been.
You've
like
never been special guest.
I've never been special guest in someone's
dream.
Well,
that's interesting because he's only heard your voice or our voices, and yet he's dreaming about it.
Yes, and like maybe
it's
kind of
scary.
Maybe he was dreaming up new material.
Do you think?
Well, what could we have possibly been saying?
Well, maybe Kenny should send us a script if he's got a, you know.
I'm loving Kenny. I love Kenny's work.
It is the Homo Helpline, yes. And welcome. It is 2 minutes past 8 o'clock, and welcome, yes.
Welcome to our reception area. Welcome. Just take a seat. We'll be with you right in a moment.
Are you just evoking all sorts of things here?
I'm just trying to... I thought what we need is to have a little bit of a nice sort of welcoming area.
Sure.
Make our patients feel a little bit more comfortable before we probe them.
And lance them.
Before we lance some sort of nasty beige boil. Just a little warm-up one. I had a little message here from Christian.
Yeah.
Christian says,
it's a warm-up one. Okay.
That's not really a home helpline, but it was a little comment I thought it was sure. Kind of nice. He said, when you're not that itchy, but when you start to scratch, it feels so good. Ooh,
that's true.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said to Christian that maybe he should stop eating cheese. Because I've got a funny...
Does cheese make you itchy?
It makes certain things itchy.
Really?
If you're lactose intolerant.
Does it make your bum itchy?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So if you get it, like, it gives you one of those itches that you just can't scratch. You know those ones? Have you ever, you know when the dog walks along the grass?
On his hind legs.
When the dog walks along the, across the lawn.
I do know that look.
That look, that itch. That's what cheese does if you're lactose intolerant.
Okay.
And I suspect that's what Christian's doing right about now on his Berber carpet.
Could give himself a nasty burn.
Yes, or leave a nasty streak. Now, we had this one from Zoron, didn't we?
Zoron
from San Francisco. He says, hello, lattes. My name is Zoron. The same one you mentioned in your show back in November when a seductive man from Melbourne, his name is Adam, sent a shout out after he came back from a visit from San Francisco where we met.
Oh, right.
We've been in touch ever since he returned to Oz, and I miss him more than the weight of the ocean that has kept us apart.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, pity you're not floating in it. To my joy, Adam will be visiting.
Oh, it's a beautiful love story, Benny.
Oh, it's making me sick.
Keep going.
To my joy, Adam will be visiting this spring, and my plan is to welcome him at the airport.
Oh, gorgeous.
But this has to be fun, exceptional. What's that mean?
Well, I think it has to be something fantastic. Isn't that what he's saying?
I think that's what he means, yes. Instead of just waiting for him with my arms open, wouldn't it be a hell of a lot of fun if I put on a costume?
Oh.
No, sweetheart. If there's one thing that reeks kooky, it's a costume.
At the airport.
Yeah.
Continue. What else is he gonna
do? An extravagant dress up and throw glitter at him while I smother him with kisses and hugs. Oh, that guy's going to get back on a plane and wish he was deported. Sweetheart, keep it together. Focus, Zoran, focus. Keep it together, girl.
Are we going to finish
one thing we must all do. This is. Can everyone write on a post-it note?
I'm going to write now.
Can everyone write on a post-it note?
Tell me.
Keep it together.
That's very Madonna.
Keep it tidy. Don't get messy. The last thing we want to do, just because someone's interested in us, is become desperate.
Oh, is that reek of desperation?
That's a little bit beige.
But maybe they've like developed this rapport over the time that they've been apart. And, you know, it's just going to be...
Zoran, you're...
He's maybe expecting it.
Zoran, we've reached you in time, sweetheart, because hopefully Adam's not listening. We can sort of chop out the rot before it spreads. can't
chop out the rot.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't finish it.
Okay. If you agree, it's a big if, but if you agree, what should I wear then?
My face and lips must stay unobstructed, so to relish his soft and sensual lips.
Yes.
Right. But what was he intending to wear, like a muzzle?
Honey.
Is he doing that to impress?
Just because gay starts with G, we don't do gimmick. Do you know?
It's true.
We don't do gimmick. We don't do discount vouchers.
Maybe he's just waiting for him to just appear at the airport and give him a nice big hug and a kiss. How about that?
What you should be doing, Zoran, is going to pick him up.
Discount vouchers.
what you should be doing is getting there late.
Oh, making him like want you more.
Make him really crave. You know what I'm saying? Build up the hunger.
Do you think that might be a build up for a slap?
Get there late and sort of go, oh, that's right.
Was I supposed to get you?
Oh, that's right. You arrived.
Oh, no, yes. Benny, that's terrible.
Do what people do to me.
No, oh, you can't do that.
Yes. Love, you guys rock. Thanks, Zoran. Okay.
Well, we love you too, Zoran.
We love you too, Zoran, and that's why I'm going to administer some penicillin. Right?
Yes, Benny, I'm with you with this one.
Have you got your sutures out?
I have.
Because this wound needs to be sewn up quick before it gets infected.
And then a shot of penicillin.
This guy has been watching too many Jennifer Aniston movies. The beige rot has set in.
Oh, it doesn't sound
too good.
We have
to isolate this gay.
Really?
This gay, if it gets into the general population, he's going to make the rainbow rot. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
We cannot have this kind of behaviour becoming the norm. Can you imagine what our international airports will look like? Gay running rampant. With glitter, with
good.
Feather boas, welcoming people that don't want to be welcomed. Do you know, the welcoming should happen in your apartment.
Oh, yes.
Sans underwear.
Exactly.
That's a nice opening, welcoming. Do you know what I mean?
It is. I'm with you on this one.
That's what you want to be welcome. If you're going to travel 14 hours across the Pacific, you want to be welcomed by...
You don't want Charo at the airport.
You don't. You don't want Carol Channing saying, come and get me. Do you know what I mean? You don't want Fat Cat.
Fat Cat.
I had a message from this guy called Dean. He says, sending a big hello to Benny. We sat behind you at the Liza gig. It's Dean from Coburg, and a big kiss, right? Now, Dean, I sat down and then people were talking, they're going, that's Benny from the Two Fat Lattes, right? So he turned around and he goes, are you Benny from the Two Fat Lattes? And I went, I just looked at him and like in shock.
Why? Right?
And then he sort of leant over and like gave me a big kiss and like, and he goes, this is my partner, Stephen. Now, Stephen was hilarious because during the show, in the interval, I was talking to Stephen and he had no idea who Judy Garland was. So I reported him to the gay police and we've got him online now. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Benny.
Now, I have to get you online because no self-respecting gay listening to this show would believe this story, that you had no idea who Judy Garland was.
I know.
He's got no answer.
Did you know that Liza Minnelli was Judy Garland's daughter?
No, I didn't.
And there was a lot of other people in the show that you had no idea who they were. And I said to you, Stephen, I want you to go home and do some research on Wikipedia. Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
You know now, we have reported you to the gay police.
You'll have your license revoked.
There is a car screaming towards Coburg as we speak with a pink flashing light and a siren, and they're coming to arrest you and take away your gay card.
Oh no.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yes, I loved it.
Wasn't it
great.
Fabulous? It was a fantastic show.
Was Peter Allen in it?
Peter Allen?
Yeah. Oh, no, was it about Liza or Judy?
No, it's about Liza. It's Liza on an E. And the lovely Stephen and Dean were sitting behind me. How did you know I was Benny Fat Latte?
Dean told me. Dean tells me everything. I don't know very much at all. And Dean goes, oh, this is bad. And, you know, yeah.
I bet you're really bad with measurements now too. And the guy who put on the show, his name is Trevor Ashley.
Yep.
All right. Stephen,
I don't know. I don't even know that much. Well, we just went to the show and I just sort of sat there and watched and listened.
You are gorgeous.
You are. And Stephen, you are gorgeous, aren't you?
I don't know. I think.
All right, darling. Well, thank you for speaking to us. And I'll
tell us when you get your license back.
And I want your homework next Friday.
Okay, I'll work at it.
Okay. Thanks, darling.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Benny. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do
with these young hatchlings?
Now, Ian from Frankston called.
Yes.
And he did it the old telephone, the way we used to do the Homo helpline, Benny.
Yes.
Via the telephone.
Yes, Ian from Frankston.
Doesn't happen so much anymore.
And what did... Oh, because I had a message from Ian from Frankston.
Did you?
Yes, go.
Oh, okay. Well, Ian from Frankston rang and he said he's a beige.
Yes.
But desperately needs to get out of his beige corner. What can he do?
We don't normally administer to the beige.
We don't.
But since our ministry has widened, did you feel your ministry widened?
No, I was thinking, in what context is he using the term beige? Is he saying that he's a...
We don't like to judge, Frank.
No, I'm just thinking, is he a rainbow that's lost his colour?
Here at Latte Central, here at the Latte Network, we don't discriminate.
The Latte Network.
We don't discriminate.
No, I'm not.
If we do happen to stumble across a stray beige, we just slap them into shape. We just slap them around a bit.
Okay.
And then we just roll them and dust them in a bit of glitter and send them on their way. So and hopefully they sparkle in the limelight.
Well, I think the first thing, Ian... is that he needs to get out of Frankston.
Oh, how dare you, Frank. No. Frank, that's the wrong advice.
Is that the wrong advice?
Beige people, listen to the Lattes. Move to Frankston. It's fabulous. All the beige need to live there.
But see, I was thinking that Ian might have lost his colour a little. You know, acquired some beige. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think he went beige over time?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was drained of his rainbow intensity.
Yeah.
There are people that will suck the colour out of you.
There are.
Have you met those people?
I have.
Oh God, they're draining. Drainers, I call them. They suck every living ounce of colour out of you.
The whole spectrum out of you.
They suck blue. They suck red. They suck yellow. You got it, baby.
I know.
If you've got colour, they'll suck it out of you. They are colour sponges.
They are colour sponges, you're
and
right.
And I think poor Ian from Frankston may have bumped into a couple of them over and over. We need to have another carnival, but we need to have it like the rainbows need to get together.
Yeah.
But it needs to be kind of like a secret rainbow.
What are you trying to get
at? It needs to be secret rainbow business.
Yeah, okay.
We need to find our gay Uluru. We need to find our gay Uluru and have some
ceremony. Where would that be?
I don't know.
It'd be some phallus somewhere, wouldn't it?
Maybe the yellow
Eiffel Tower,
the yellow stick on the causeway there.
Oh, the cheese stick.
The cheese stick.
Going to Tullamarine.
That could be like our gay Uluru.
That could be.
Although it's not very fabulous.
It's man-made.
We need to find out. We need to find our gay Uluru, and we need to have some ceremony. I can conduct the ceremony. I can be master of ceremonies. And we just, because, you know, it is like that. It's a bit.
Well, we need to think about
it. We are like the original inhabitants in that we love to take our tops off and dance. Chris wrote, he says, hello, enjoying your show as always. Being famous radio celebs, do you get more shags? Or are men shy to approach you? And that's from Chris. Do you have...
Do I have more shags?
No, we don't have more shags. We definitely don't have more shags.
The regular number of shags that I get.
Really?
Normally.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Which isn't more.
You never told me about that. I had, you know what I had the
and
other...
And men aren't shy. Are they shy to approach us? They are.
Well...
Are they?
After they stopped running. Once they get tired, I kind of wear them down. I wore one down the other day.
Oh, my God.
I wore one down. It ran and ran and ran. And then eventually it gave up and just came over to watch television. We were watching television, and like I had two sofas. I was sitting on my sofa, the one I like to lounge on. And he said, "Oh, come and sit next to me." I said, "No, I'm fine where I am, thank you." And he goes,
"I'm playing hard to get."
And then he said, "You can touch whatever you like." And I went, "I beg your pardon." I said, "I'm sorry, I don't do discount voucher. I don't do gift card.
I'm you happy can to touch pay whatever you like.
I'm happy to pay retail."
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.